to Living with Moxie, where Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Living with Moxie. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I was totally messed that up. It's been so long, it feels like. But welcome. Thank you for being here. I'm your host, Shefali Burns. We're waiting for Donna to get on. She should be on shortly. But I'm so glad to be back with you all. It feels like we've missed a few episodes. I was traveling quite a bit here in Europe. It's so easy to travel, right? So it's been a lot of fun doing that. So today we're back on here on Om Times Radio, and we'll be talking about so many different things. We'll see how it goes. But basically, it's around finances, having ease with money. And, you know, it is that time of the year, the end of one year, almost the beginning of the next. And, you know, this is the time when you start to look at, you know, your finances, especially with it being the holidays. And some of us may be spending a little bit more money than we planned, because, you know, when you're out and about Christmas shopping and so on, you know, things kind of add up, and you see one thing and you see something else, and you're thinking, oh, I guess I just have to have it, right? So sometimes budgets around this time just go out the window, and we always think, oh, it's okay, I'll pay it off in January or February or March or, you know, sometime later. So it's important to not get too carried away by the season and to remember, you know, what the season is about, right? It's about family, yes. It's about getting together, having a wonderful time, the spirit of giving, and giving freely as much as you can, right? Freely meaning without any restrictions or limitations or any expectations, but just giving out of your, you know, from your heart. And that doesn't always have to be tied to money, right? It can be giving time, you know, with someone. There are many, many different ways. So just be aware of that at this time, just because, you know, we can get carried away. It's also a time where, like I said, it's really important to look at your budget. Look at what you're planning for next year. You know, like what is coming up for you in the new year, and how you can make that happen with a little bit more ease in your life, right? It's about looking at your bank balance, looking at what the money that's coming in, looking at the money that's going out, and also looking at how you can have more fun with all of that, right? Without all of the...
Shefali, it's Donna. I'm on, and I'm going to hop off and hop back on. Hi, everybody, but I can't hear. All I hear is static. So I'm going to try and actually call in on the phone, okay?
Perfect. Sounds good. Yep, we heard you.
I'll be back.
Yeah, it's all good. Okay, yay. So, you know, having ease with money or looking at your finances, really it has to do with choice too, right? Sometimes we don't always look at our finances because we don't want to see what's there or we don't want to see what's not there or we don't want to see what habits we have and how they might be taking us away from our targets and goals, right? It's about having the awareness of what are the money flows? Where is our money going? What am I spending my money on, you know, on a regular basis? And, you know, it's all about the thoughts and feelings and emotions that goes into that. So, you know, when you look at your bank balance, when you look at your statements, when you're looking at your daily money flows, what are you thinking and feeling? Are you judging yourself? Are you getting upset with yourself? Are you, you know, like what kind of patterns are running in your head, right? So we'll talk about that, and we'll talk a little bit about how to have gratitude and appreciation for the money that you are spending, right? You know, and some I've talked about this before, and it's for me, it's about, you know, I'm so grateful for so many different things, and sometimes, you know, like I do spend a lot of money on technology because it's so important for me for
Thanks.
My business. Oh, you back?
I'm back.
Oh, good.
Can you hear me okay?
Wonderful.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Okay. I've missed you, my friend. How are you?
I know. I was just saying, it's like, I haven't been around for a while. I've been busy traveling and stuff. And so it's like, I've just, you know, it's been such a crazy busy time. But yes, I've missed you too. And, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, in this time, in this season, sometimes we get so busy and we lose track of where, you know, what's happening and what's not. But, you know, are we having fun, right? So it's always good to have fun. It's also good to, you know, rein ourselves in sometimes and say, okay, let's look at what's going on. So Donna, I was just telling everyone how today we're talking about finances, ease with money, and you know, and this time, the holiday season right now, how sometimes we can get carried away with our spending, because you know, there's so many beautiful things out there that we could buy for people and ourselves at the same time. So this is a conversation that, you know, like I could go on and on and on. But how are you doing?
I'm doing really well, and similar to you, you know, it's sort of interesting. I have to, it's been I think I've gone almost a whole entire month with very minimal internet access whatsoever. I mean, just by choice, where I've really not been on email. I have not been on social media. I have not, I have been just really present and with everybody all of the time, and totally, you know, not traveling, but just enjoying not being connected, but being connected, you know, like, you know, mm-hmm. with people here. So it's been amazing. It's been incredible. And I've missed you. It's definitely... It's definitely time to rein in. And I've got so much about finance ready for getting ready for the new year. Is that what we're going to talk about today? Finance?
Yes. That's what we're talking about. Yes.
I didn't know if it changed between the last time we sent a message and now. All right, good. So I interrupted and I apologize. I had a really hard time getting on, but I'm on and I'm glad. And tell me, where were you?
I don't even know anymore. You know how I just start talking and I never know what I'm saying or what's going to come out of my mouth. So I was just talking about, how to even have, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about having gratitude and appreciation for the money that we're spending on. I was talking about technology, how it's so important for me, for my personal life and for my business. And I'm grateful to spend that money on the technology, because it brings me so much, you know, it gives me, so much joy, because I get to talk to my friends, see my friends and family, and communicate with the whole world. So, you know, having gratitude for that instead of thinking of it as another expense, you know? And so we're talking about that. And then we are just going to talk about a little bit about the power of questions. And, you know, like, what kind of questions are we asking when we're looking at our money flows, when we're looking at our budget, when we're looking at the revenue and income that's coming in and the money that's going out? What kind of questions are we asking, and how can we change that to ask, you know, more open-ended questions so that we can bring in more of what we would like? So that's where we started off with, Donna.
Awesome. That's a lot of stuff. Yeah, you know, technology is incredible. And Shefali and I, you know, we started this business, which is something that we started, and then life happened and we sort of let certain things distract us and pull us in other directions. But a lot of what happens moving forward is all tech, you know, very much technology based. Even the radio show is technology based, but for us, it's simple technology. For other people, it's not. But the classes, interviews, or things that we might do related to videos and conferencing, and all of the things that we do nowadays, where I can literally, or we can literally, be with people from all over the world, just because we have this technology, and actually even feel like we're together, right? So, I'm with you there. As much as I said I loved the disconnection here, I love the gift that technology is in our life every single day. I mean, how could you work with somebody in another country in any other way, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, oh my goodness. I was talking to my, not talking per se, but actually I was. I was talking to my daughter earlier. She called me for just a quick minute because she wasn't feeling good. I was like, oh, my baby. But if I didn't have that, and like all day I was feeling off, you know, it's like I was saying to my husband, Robert, what's wrong with me? I'm not sure what's wrong. I just feel so tired and achy and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh my goodness. And then she called me and she's not feeling well. It's like, that's it. But if we didn't have this technology, I wouldn't be able to connect with her, you know. It would be by mail, and it would take like months, and okay, maybe not months, but weeks. <you know? laughs> And it's like, oh, it's awful. So now we can, you know, at the touch of a button, you know, we can connect with people. And so yeah, that's why for me, I'm so grateful. And like, even with the traveling, you know, it's like, you know, I flew to Florence, and I took the train to Berlin, and it was so Munich, and it was so easy. You know, so for me, transportation, all of that is so, it brings me so much more ease. And so, yeah, I'm spending the money on all those things, and the money's going out of my account and so on, but I'm so grateful for it because it gives me freedom. It gives me freedom to travel, have new experiences, meet new people, you know, and that's what I look at when money's flowing out of my accounts. Like, what am I getting out of it? You know, it's like, how is it a contribution to me? And how is it expanding my life and my business,
yeah,
right?
Right. So one of the things that we've talked about is, you know, if we buy this, will it make me money? Will it be a contribution to our life and living? Will it be, you know, something that will be a contribution to us? And you actually can ask that question and become very aware of the answer. So that was really good what you just said. We, you know, sometimes I even forget to do that. But mm-hmm. we don't realize often how much, especially nowadays with technology, how much we are spending on a daily basis. So, you know, if you're not looking at your statements anymore because everything is automatic and everything, you know, we sort of take for granted, you might be missing a charge that didn't belong there, or you might be forgetting about some automatic charges. Like, I just received an email today about my Easy Pass, you know, and they're like, okay, well, we're going to change the amount that we bill you on a monthly basis now for Easy Pass because, you know, the amount of time I forgot about the time.
We'll be back in just a few moments here on Living with Moxie.
Thank you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OWN Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Is there an area of your life where you feel frustrated, stuck, confused, or unhappy? Do you feel like you keep saying you will change it and yet seem to end up in the same place over and over again? Donna Martouge is an international strategic intervention and results coach. Her extensive experience and training helps her help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. If you are ready to change something, ready to decrease your anxiety and create something different in your life, ready to stop beating yourself up and achieve that goal, create that dream relationship, change your money story, build a successful business, or finally are ready to ask for and receive help from someone who can truly help you make a difference in your life, then now is the time to work with Donna Martouge. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com to schedule your free strategy session and see what working with a results coach can create for you in your personal life or your business. Join the list of success stories from those who have worked with Donna all around the world. Schedule your free strategy session today. Go to www.beyondamomentintime.com and sign up now.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We're back, everybody.
Hello, we're back. Yay.
Yay. And you know what? I'm sitting here rambling about that Easy Pass thing, and it occurred to me that some people might not even know what that is, right? So in New York and in other places I know, too, we have the automatic payment system when you're going through a toll so that it just automatically charges your courier, right? So here they make us put, like, a pot of money in, and they tell you how much that is based on how many times you're using the toll on a regular basis is sort of how that works. And they adjust it, whether if I haven't used it for a month, it goes down. And if I'm using it every day, then they say, you're going to put 75 this month in or whatever it's going to be. So, but the reason why I brought that up was because I think very often nowadays where I see people get stuck is they forget what they have on automatic payments. They're not checking. We're not checking statements the way we used to check statements because even companies are trying to get away from even sending statements, right? They want to send you something in the mail. You have things set up on auto pay on your, on your bank system. And it's easy when money is not touching your hands to lose track of what's coming in and what's going out. Even one of the places that I have a contract with makes you sign a document saying that they'll pay you electronically, right? So that you're not getting a check. It's going to go right into an account. So you're losing all of that time where you're touching the money. You're putting it in somewhere. You're looking at it. You're dispensing it in a way where your hands are actually on it. It's a different way of doing things for many, many people. And I see people get really stuck on what's going out more than what's coming in, but definitely what's going out because they're not necessarily touching their money. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. Yep. And it also is, though, about the money coming in, too, because we need to be aware of that and recognize that as well and acknowledge it,
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I always feel like often I've noticed that people do notice when money is coming in because because they're paying attention to it. They're just not logging, but they're not always noticing it. You're right. It's the people aren't, we're not noticing it when it's coming in too. It's not just, it's both ways. So what do you do to start to shift and change that? I mean, we have the new year coming up and I know that everyone would love to have more ease with money, more fun with money. Like you said, more freedom with money, more travel, all of that. What are some of the things that would actually make it more tangible and easier to create a more joyful and wealthy new year?
Mm-hmm. And, a lot of people are going to say, well, it's all about choice, right? And being aware and just choosing it and asking for it. But for me, I think it's more than that. It's not just about the choice. It's not just about asking for it. But it does come down to being aware of it and being in gratitude of it. And yes, I know we talk about gratitude all the time, but it really makes a big difference. And then making a plan, right? It's like, what plan do you have? What desires do you have for the new year? Because once you know what it is that you want, then you can start to really ask for that. It's not just asking for the money to show up. It's about that feeling of what you would like to experience to show up, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Because it's the that feeling that you think you're going to have when it actually shows up that you're doing it all for, right?
Yeah. And you can start to have that feeling ahead of time when you start dreaming about what it is that you want, start imagining, start visualizing and feeling it. They say that is what helps you to attract it to you, and that's a key step, in really bringing whatever it is that you want into your life. And sometimes, I was never taught to do that. I'll be honest. I was taught that daydreaming was bad. It's like, you can't do that. That's a waste of time. Go do something. We were always told to do instead of just be. And part of this being to me is that being connected to that feeling, to that desire, to that energy, to those, those quality of experiences that you want. So that's just one little thing that I wanted to make sure we shared. It's okay to daydream. It's okay to visualize. It's okay to imagine what you would like and then do something about it, you know, as well, right?
It's more than okay, actually. I mean, I think that at this point there's enough evidence out there that basically tells us that until you're willing to imagine it, visualize it, announce that it's even a goal in your head, dream about it or whatever, it isn't something that can happen, right? That's number. But we often, I hear adults saying to children all the time, or people saying it to each other all the time, you got to face reality. I mean, let's be real here. And, you know, and there is a piece of that where, you know, someone will say to me, but okay, you want me to focus on the feeling of having it, even though I don't. And then the bills come in. Yeah. And then the bills come in and you're going to take care of them. But what order do you take care of them in? And how much of them are you paying? And how much are you afraid to open up your mailbox because the mail is coming in? And are you enjoying your payment when it comes, or are you just when your actual earnings come in, just thinking, oh, it's already gone, too bad I can't enjoy it? Like, you know, what are you putting out there related to your energy all around money? People don't realize that we're often sort of sending it away, right? And people, I hear people say, okay, I got paid today. And then they go, but it's already gone, you know, or whatever those comments are that people make. But you know what I'm going for. It's sort of the energy around, okay, now you have the money. I'm sorry, I'm losing it. I lost it. But go ahead, Shefali. I need you to jump in from there.
Yeah.
I went on five different topics and didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so one of the mm-hmm. things that you just mentioned was about, you know, the thoughts, feelings, and emotions, right? And so
yeah.
you know, when the money's coming in, when the money's going out, you know, when the bills come in and when money goes out, what kind of thoughts, feelings, and emotions are you having around that? And part of that is guilt, feeling guilty for spending too much money, like sometimes we do at Christmas time, right, during the holidays. It could be resentment that we have to pay this bill, even though we'd rather spend the money on something else, like a trip to, you know, the Bahamas or something, right? But we have to spend the money on the car payment, or for, you know, for example, right? So are we resenting that, you know? And so looking at those thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and finding a way to find the gratitude instead in those payments, and it makes it easier for you then to make that payment and also receive what that gift and contribution that service is for you. And I think that's important, right? It's tied in. And it's like they're so connected, you know, but how do we change our thoughts, feelings, emotions? Then first step is to be aware of them in the first place. So when the bills are coming in, or when you have to pay them, how are you feeling in that moment, and how you can switch that and shift that to something a bit more positive, a bit more, you know, finding the gratitude in it and making it lighter, so that next time and the next time after that, somehow it gets easier, you know, and other things start to come into your awareness, other opportunities, possibilities come in that, you know, perhaps may change the way you see money and the way you see payment and the way you see your life in general. I know, I always go off on tangents too, Donna.
I know. We both do that often. It's just, we have all this information and all of this, you know, like it's something that we both love to talk about. So there's a lot of stuff out there that we have a lot of access to. One of the things somebody said to me that it always rings in my head is you can't change where you are. You can't get to where you want to go when you're focused on where you are, right? So, and when they said it that way, they said, if you're sitting in the energy of the problem, you can't be in the vibrational space that you need to be in to receive the awareness and the energy that will be the, you know, the manifestation that you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
when you're willing to sort of connect to what makes you feel like you're abundant, like I can be spending an hour in the park walking or walking my dog or playing catch with my dog or doing whatever and feel like the wealthiest, most abundant person on the face of the planet just because the trees are absolutely gorgeous, or because he's so silly that it just makes me laugh the way he shoves his head in the snow or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just joyful and it's ease-filled and it's wonderful. And when you're in that energy, like, you know, could you could you still have, I mean, are there still, is your reality still the same? Your reality is still the same, but you've put yourself in a space where you're willing to vibrate in something in where you want to be, not yeah. focused on what people call this reality. Does that make any sense? And it's in that space that you can actually start to change it and receive what it is that you're asking for. If you're going to stay in the space of, look at this problem, look at this problem, look at this, but no, I just have to show you, look at all these bills. Can I just show you all of these bills? Let me just show you what, you know, and then all that's what you're going to see. Like, that's where you're going to stay. It's not possible to get where you want to go if you're focused on where you are. I don't know. It's just, it was such an amazing, when it was said to me, it was at a moment that it rang something for me, that it started to change the way I function in a lot of ways, and it makes a difference. For me, it does.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're in that, I'll say, higher vibration, that vibration of beingness, and the more and more that you're in that state or in that space, then new insights come to you. And those insights might be just awareness of, oh, wow, my life is so great, you know, and then, you know, that makes you feel lighter, feel better about yourself. And then other ideas, you know, and that's the thing. It's like so many different ideas come to you when you are starting to live in that expanded state of awareness and that expanded state of gratitude or that expanded state of beingness where you're just in joy. And that's when things start to shift and change for you, not when you're just constantly focusing on the problem of, I don't have any money, I don't have this, I don't have that. What do you have? And being aware of that and looking at that and being in that space of having and acknowledging how much you already have and what you're grateful for. I know. I'm back to that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. That is the space. And did you ever notice that when people who are happy seem to always, you know, you say, okay, they always seem to have things just come a lot easier to them, right? Well, part of that is their willingness to focus on how they feel and making being happy important. And yeah, it does become easier because things flow a lot easier. And we'll be back after these messages.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart, while you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. You'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
All right, everyone.
Okay, everybody.
Back, and we're talking about finances and money and ease with money and so on. So we're going to talk about some practical tips that you can start to implement now so that you can start to see a shift in your money flows. Right, Donna?
Absolutely. Do you want me to start? Do you want to start? Or do you want me to start?
Go for it.
So, Okay. So aside from the whole thought, feeling, energy thing that Shefali and I will always talk about and really changing that, one of the real practical things to do is literally take out your notebook and begin writing down, but in columns, you're going to have columns, your most expensive monthly bills on the right-hand, in the right-hand column. So that might be your mortgage, your, you know, your car payment, whatever payments that you have that are your biggest bills. And then start moving, you know, give each one a column, right? And then you go over to the left, you add another one that's less expensive, the next less expensive, the next less, you know, all the way through until your least expensive bill. And you're putting down your monthly payment there too. So you're going to have your total, I guess, past expenditure related to your, to that and what the monthly payment is, all the way down to your least amount one. And then each month, mm-hmm. pay a little bit more to the one that's on the far left. So if that's a $45 a month bill, you know, if you could pay $90 a month and you double it, that would be perfect on that one. Or you could do $5 a month, you know, $5 a month extra, but just a little bit extra. Just, so, you know, nothing that's going to make you feel like you've broken yourself, but just a little bit extra until that one on the far left is completely paid in full. Right. And then the next month you tackle the next one, although, you know, or the next, when that one's done, you add more to the next one, to the next least amount, and you just start paying that one a little bit extra. What starts to happen is two things. So there's the practical part, which obviously you get excited. You get to see that your past expenditures are disappearing, right? They're just, you know, you're really taking care of them. You get to feel accomplished. You get to feel more confident in your ability to manage your money. So all of that builds a strength and a foundation for you. You're really managing and paying attention to what's going out in a way that you haven't probably for many of us in a very long time, which is another component that does happen. But you are also in that process, even though we said we're going to get away from the thoughts, feeling, and energy thing, you're also in that process changing your relationship with money, because you're building more of the confidence related to, I am a good money manager, I am doing this well, I am getting it done. And that actually also changes your ability to start to have money, actually have money, right? Because how many people out there today don't necessarily have money? I mean, I know people who could make $50,000 a month and don't actually have money, right? So they might have things, but all of the money they make goes out plus some. How many people actually have money? So it changes your feeling, your ability to feel confident, like you have it under control, like you're paying it off. You feel good about what you're doing, and you're doing it little by little, and it's getting done, and you get to watch it happen each and every month and feel good about it. So that's one strategy that people do in order to get out of debt. And I've had clients do that and get out of debt within a couple of years. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a phenomenal way to do it. It really makes you aware. We talked about awareness. It also builds your mm-hmm. confidence, skills, and abilities with managing your money, both your inflow and your outflow. How's that for a strategy?
And also one thing, and that's great, especially for, you know, when you have all these different credit cards and all these different debts and so on, and you want to start paying them off, right? So another tip or technique that you can use to be aware of your money flows. And now, because we have these wonderful smartphones and there's these wonderful apps on them everywhere, that you can just keep track of your money that's going out. So like if you're buying a coffee, write that down, $1.50 for, okay, maybe not, I don't know how much coffee costs, but whatever it costs, every day, write down all the money that's going out just so that you are aware. And see if you can do it for a month. I mean, I don't know. It's hard for me to do anything for a month every day, every single day, but do it for a month and just write down everything that you are spending your money on, you know, and just to
the
see.
Practical, like, the oh, practical wow. tip, the practical yeah. tip would be you need to know, really, if you were really looking to have money during the year 2017, 30 days of tracking what you're doing on a daily basis would literally be required in order for you to understand what it is that you're spending. And because you're usually managing money on a monthly basis, not necessarily, I mean, it's a daily basis, but it's a monthly basis that you're paying all of your bills. So tracking it for a full 30 days, if not even a 45-day period, depending on how cycles go, but for at least 30 days would actually be the foundation for, you know, understanding where your money is. And it also makes people very aware. And then writing down what your priorities with your money are. I mean, you said before, technology, you get great joy. Is it worth it? I mean, are some of the things that you're spending money on really worth it? And I've literally, when people do this, have had people say to me, I didn't even realize I was spending money on that. Like, I didn't realize how much I was spending on that, like coffee, you know? I worked with someone who goes to Starbucks every single day. She goes, she's spending $5 a day and then more because then she buys a snack or she buys. She's like, I didn't realize I was spending about $15 a day in Starbucks every single day. Like, that's my vacation. I'm going on vacation. I'm giving up coffee or whatever. But you don't realize.
Exactly.
It
I mean, and
it's one little
we
thing.
We can do that
during the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, like in the olden days, you know, we used to have to write it down in a notebook. But we have these smartphones with these apps and they can keep track of everything. So just write it all down. And I think that's going to help everybody to become aware of their spending habits without judgment. Please don't judge yourself for what you're doing. Just be aware of it. You know, and then once you're aware of it, then you can choose. Then you can say, listen, I don't think I need to have a coffee every day, or I don't think I need to go out for lunch every single day. Maybe I can, you know, bring food from home or whatever it happens to be, you know. But just to be aware of it and then see, you know, do you want to, do you like that? Do you like to get a Starbucks every day? If you do, if it brings
you
joy,
I mean, that might be worth it for
work,
you, right?
That, yeah, exactly. Then do it. But if not, then it's like, okay. But then at least then you'll know. You'll have the awareness, right? So those two things so far we've mentioned are really, really key, really important. Just to give you more
and
awareness.
And I think the other piece that comes before all of that, Shefali, is really, I would say, write down your three priorities or your three goals for the 2017 year and the following couple of years, you know, a couple of short-term goals and a couple of long-term goals, and what you'd like to have with money. Like, what is it that you'd like to have? Is it money for what, you know, for your future? Is it money for something immediate? Like, what are your goals with money? What, you know, what do you want the money for? What's the target here? So that you're really clear, because otherwise sort of it gets kind of, okay, well, I'm just having money because you need it to survive. And that's not, you know, you want to thrive, right? We want to thrive. We're not talking about survival here. We're talking about thrival. We're talking about enjoying life, you know? So write down what
so
you want,
like, why do you
that,
want
money
that money
for,
right?
Yeah.
Why
exactly.
And what for, exactly. So whether if it's, you know, if you'd like to have money for a trip, you know, like a trip around the world or a trip to Spain, trip, you know, whatever it happens to be, you know, write it down. Or if you'd like to get a new car, or if you'd like to buy a cottage, you know, like a, you know, summer cottage, you know, write it down and then feel into it. Is that really what you want, you know, and why? And how does that make you feel when you think about it, right? And, you know, we talk about the imagining and visualizing and all of that, you know. But, absolutely, because that's going to motivate you to make those changes that you would like to have, you know. So that's going to motivate you to look at your daily expenses. That's going to motivate you to look at all of your debts that you already have and start, you know, paying off some of the smaller ones a little bit more at a time, you know.
But it's also going to help you, Shefali, when you want to go spend the money, right? So it's sort of like, okay, well, the new Mac is out. Do I want to go spend $2,000 on the new Mac? Is that going to get me the cottage that I want for the summer? Which one is it that I, you know, because when you know what you're really truly wanting to have that money for, it helps you when you're ready to go out and use the money that you have. Are you using it for what it is that your intended target was? And are you changing your intended target, which is always fine, but it really helps you stop doing some of that stuff of spending because you just, you know, just because right now this is what fulfills a need versus is it going to help you meet your target?
Yeah, absolutely. And
what is it going to create?
Spontaneous spending that we sometimes do. Yeah, exactly. What is it creating for you, right? Is it creating the future that you would like or not? And so then it's about asking those questions, like Donna just said. Is it creating your future? Is it in alignment with, you know, some of those goals that you have, those, you know, the big three priorities that you have? Is it in alignment with those? And so the questions, and I think this is something that we'll talk about in more in depth after the next break, is about the questions and what types of questions and how questions can shift and change the energy of our thoughts, feelings, emotions, and of our future and of our new reality, right? So What do you think, Donna?
Your whole mindset.
Questions. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Wow. I mean, you know, so there's a few things that questions do. So even when I'm working, whether I'm working with adults or children, it really doesn't matter. I often will say, you know, if when I hear people make statements, I ask them very often, what kind of question is that? And they look at me kind of puzzled. So I'll give you an example. Someone walks into the room and says, you know, Shefali, I can't do anything with my money. Like, I've had it. I can't do anything. Like, that's not a question. That's sort of a shut door. It's closed. There's no question there. There's no possibility. But if somebody, you know, called up Shefali and said, Shefali, you know, what else is possible with my money? What else is possible? That's, you know, this, you could even feel the difference between those two questions, but that's just the beginning. I mean, the beginning is one, you are open to receiving awareness and information, very different than the statement of, I know this and I'm done. So you can feel the difference in the energy there immediately. But if there's a period at the end of what you're saying, it's a conclusion also. So very often what happens, and you'll notice this, when you're talking to someone and you say, what else is possible? Very often people will offer you a thought or a suggestion or a question or something that'll give you an idea and go, oh my God, I didn't look at it that way. Oh my God, I didn't think of it that way. Huh. I don't know why that never popped into my head. Well, you now ask the question that allowed someone to give you the awareness, or that allowed something to pop up, or allowed you to look at something different. A question opens doors to those types of things. So I always tell kids, they're the keys. Questions help you explore what else is available to you, and they are really helpful at the times when you've decided that there's nothing else you can do, right? So it changes the energy, it opens up possibilities, it changes the conversation, and it allows you to be open to receiving information, which is very different than the first part where I said, you know, that's it. I can't do anything else with my money. That's not me willing to hear what anybody has to say. That's not me willing to ask for help. That's not me willing to even look for a possibility. That's me making a decision that I'm stuck. And what can you see when you've decided that you're stuck? So after break, we'll talk about being unstuck and questions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Okay, we're back. So, Shefali, what do questions do for you?
Well, so for me, questions open up the space, right? And it gives me more of an awareness. It doesn't always give me an answer, right? And that's what I always want people to understand, that when we talk about questions, it doesn't mean I'm looking for an answer. It just opens up the space for the answers and insights to come in. It may not be in that moment, it may be later on, but it means I'm willing and open for something else, you know? Instead of what always was, I'm willing and I'm open to receive something else. And so, you know, some of the questions that we always ask, you know, for, you know, it's a constant, you know, it's like, what else is possible? Or, you know, what else is possible that I've never considered before? Or, you know, what would I like my life to be like, you know, in 5 years or 10 years or, you know, even a year from now? And those are the first three that just jumped out at me. And then, of course, it's always questions like, okay, if I choose this, what will my life be like? Or if I choose this, what will this create in my life? And it doesn't mean I'm thinking of the answer. I'm willing and waiting for the, well, not waiting, but be open to receiving a new insight, new information, new awareness to come through.
How about this? You know, let's get specific about money, right? If your target, so now if you're starting to actually do this for your 30 days and you do it from January 1st to January 30th of 2017 and you have your priorities written down, you will also know, and you need to be very aware of this, how much does it actually cost you to live your life each month? And how much do you require each month to live your life the way that you would like to live it? Because one of the questions you could literally say is, you know, what would it take for me to actually create $30,000 a month with ease, like with absolute ease, you know, just doing what I'm doing or however, like I don't even put the conditions there, but what would it take for it to be ease and for it to be fun even for me?
Yes.
So, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, you might even have people coming to partner with you or new ideas or possibilities for business with you or somebody who, you know, I mean, then you start to do things that start to generate you money when you're not even working. Like, you know, you write books, you get them out there, money comes in, whether you're selling them right that minute or not. You know, you have products that are whatever. It doesn't make a difference what it is that you choose, but you start to notice possibilities that will actually feed that desire that you've sort of announced, which is creating the $30,000 a month with a lot more ease and fun during the time. You know, people say, well, I don't have time to make the money. Those are all decisions. It's just sort of, well, what makes you think that you have to, just because you would like to have that kind of money doesn't necessarily mean you have to be adding another 20 hours to your day, right? What could you be doing? Who could you be doing it with? What could it look like? What are some ideas? So then you're even framing your questions very specific to what your needs, desires, and your financial priorities are, right? So then you're even looking for possibilities. So then maybe there's a business you could look into that guarantees that you're going to start making that one. There's no guarantee, but that, you know, according to the books, looks like that's exactly what it would bring in for you. And you decide that's what you were looking for. It matches what you were looking for. It helps you get really clear, but then you're asking questions that will help bring you that information. And you start to be aware when those business ads come up or when those partnership possibilities come up or when the product ideas come up, you go, oh, that's what I was looking for. You'll know. Mm-hmm. But your questions are getting more specific because you're very aware of what it is that you want to create with your money and why. Because when you're writing it down in that way, you know, you're writing down, I'd like to have $30,000 a month. You're also writing down, what would you be doing with that money? What would you be doing with that money? What are you doing with that money? Because once you get really clear on all of that, you either realize that A, you don't need that much money, or B, you may even need more money, or C, wow, it's so much fun to do all these things that you're saying you're going to be doing with this $30,000, that this is great. Like, this is fun, and you get a whole different energy about it, but you get really clear. What are you going to be doing with the money? It's in detail. You're writing it. It's fun to even write it down and have that conversation. You know, remember when you used to sit down as a kid and say, what would you do? You know, what would you do if you had $1 million? What would you do if you won the lottery? And you'd tell stories for hours. I know what I'd do. I'd give this person this. I'd buy this. I'd do this. I'd, you know, I'd open up this charity. I'd do whatever. And you had a million ideas. That's where you need to be. So I'd like to have, you know, what would it take for me to have $30,000 a month with, you know, that's fun for me, that has, you know, that's more ease. Because, and I say more ease, not because you think it's going to be easy, but because it's easier than you think it is. And it doesn't mean that just because you're going to ask for more that you have to necessarily do more. You might do different, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have to do more. So we have all these decisions about that. And then you say, what would you be doing with the money?
Donna,
and you get clear. Yeah,
and even the doing may be fun, you know, and so then when the doing is fun, you know, it's not, it doesn't, you know, there's less charge of the doing
feel as hard.
Being,
right.
Yeah, not sure how to explain that, but Absolutely, it doesn't feel like work, right?
I am so lucky that 98% of the time, no matter what it is that I am choosing as far as work goes, never feels like I could do it for extra hours and sit there and enjoy it. You know, the people, the reasons, whatever it is that I'm doing. And it really makes a difference because time just goes by and it's not like you're sitting there going, oh my God, you're loving it. You're loving it. And it doesn't, you know, so yeah, you're right. That makes the fun, makes it a big, you know, it makes it easier. Still putting in time. Yeah. You're still doing the job, right? But it's fun for you. That makes a big difference.
And I think it's so important about the writing it down, because when you're writing it down, it also adds a feeling of, it gives you more clarity, you know, but also write down the feeling as well. You know, how do you feel about making an extra $30,000 a month, right? How does that make you feel? And about the doing, you know, why are you doing that? What quality or feelings do you have about that? You know, and most of the time, you know, it's going to be something positive, you know, like an uplifting quality.
Yeah.
Like it brings you joy, it gives you peace, it gives you, you know, fulfillment, whatever it happens to be. You know, write that down and then read it. You know, and that's the thing. Don't just write it down and then put it away forever.
And then forget about it.
Read it out loud. You know, declare it to the universe, you know, declare it to yourself that this is what you want, this is what you desire, and this is what you're going to have.
But knowing what you're going to do with the money knowing what you're going to do, yes, you have to do all of that, you're right. Knowing what you're going to do with the money, I want everyone to understand, I mean, what that really does for you is, too, it makes it clear when you're spending your money, if you're spending it on all the things that you're saying that you've really wanted to spend it on to begin with. Right? It helps you really connect what you're earning to all of your targets and all of that information. It makes it all a lot more concrete for you. But a lot of people don't realize how much, you know, some people say, oh, I want $30,000 a month, and it's just a number. They would have $30,000 a month, and it could all be gone. Like, they wouldn't even know that, it wasn't used for anything specific. It didn't accomplish anything that didn't even get them out of debt, let's say, if they were even in debt. Because there is no clarity on what it is they'd even do with the money, right? So, and many times people have had the money, and it's not even fun for them. It's you know what I mean? So that they wind up losing it and not having it, and it hasn't been fun. It's been stressful. So get clear. Make it easier for yourself. Write that stuff down. What would you do? How much money do you need each month? How much money do you need each month to thrive, not just survive? What would you do with the money? And then start asking questions about it. So questions really help you get focused with what it is that you need to, that you want to create, which then helps you really get better at being more successful at the having of it. So before we go, Shefali, because we're almost out of time, I really do want to tell people that we have some information coming out for you all soon. Shefali and I have a publishing company, so we'll be sending out some information about a book that we'll be inviting some people to co-author with us. We're very excited about that possibility.
Yep.
It's going to come out in January. And we have some classes that will be coming out. We've been slow in the making of these things. We've had lots going on, but it is all coming in the new year with lots of new possibilities that we're hoping that you're going to join us in and have fun with and grow right along with us as we choose them. So there'll be more details coming out soon. Shefali, do you have anything that you want to
Well, I was just going to say 2017 is definitely going to be a year of new beginnings, new possibilities, new movement in your life. So what do you want? What do you require? You know, where are you going in 2017? So start thinking about that. And it's not about making a resolution, you know, New Year's Eve resolutions. I don't ever do those because it's like, whatever. It's about what do you want and then moving towards those goals, moving towards those desires and dreams and making a plan and, you know, knowing that it will happen, right? Knowing this is going to be a big year and, you know, try not to make it significant, but you know what? It's becoming pretty significant for me. So it's like, I'm so excited about 2017 and what it's going to bring. And it's just a matter of choosing and then taking action, visualizing all the stuff that we talked about today. You know, it also relates to 2017. So I'm so excited about it.
So why don't we make that our last, we have our shows on Christmas and on New Year's, right? Don't we have two? Maybe our Christmas show could be just about we'll talk about that. Gifting, you know, our next shows will be about the gifting and abundance, yeah. Maybe. And then the one after that, you know, not doing resolutions, creating your life from a different space.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So,
how are we going to create that
new
year?
On New Year's Day. Oh, wow. Yeah. So Christmas Day.
That's
and
what
New
I mean.
Day.
Like,
that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's
so
powerful.
Shift off our topics a little bit and go. Yes, that's what I was thinking. Quite powerful. So so I'm looking forward to spending Christmas with everybody and New Year's Day. Definitely amazing time
too.
To be able to be with you all.
Yeah, we're so excited. So definitely join us back here on Christmas Day. I know it'll be in the evening, but yeah, we'll be here. And then again on New Year's Day. Wow, that'll be fun. And, looking forward to spending
all this
time
with you. And if you can, there's always the recording. There's always
they
could always
live,
listen to it later. Cause
Yep, absolutely.
Can't
the podcast is always there. Yeah, definitely.
Yep, exactly.
All right, wonderful. Yay,
so
excited.
You can email us questions about the money stuff. We look forward to seeing you guys next time, being with you next time. Thank you all for being with us. Have a great night.
Thank you, everyone.
Everybody.
Have a great Christmas.
Have a great week, everybody.
And we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Happy holidays.